Day 10. And said to me, Deuteronomy 10:1-22. At that time the Lord said to me, Hew for yourself two tablets of stone like the first, and come up to me on the mountain and make yourself an ark of wood. And I will write on the tablets the words that were on the first tablets which you broke, and you shall put them in the ark. So I made an ark of acacia wood, hewed two tablets of stone like the first, and went up the mountain, having the two tablets in my hand. And he wrote on the tablets according to the first writing, the 10 commandments which the Lord had spoken to you in the mountain from the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly, and the Lord gave them to me. Then I turned and came down from the mountain, and put the tablets in the ark which I had made, and there they are, just as the Lord commanded me. Now the children of Israel journeyed from the wells of Bene Jaakan to Mozarah, where Aaron died, and where he was buried, and Eleazar his son ministered as priest in his stead. From there they journeyed to Gudgoda, and from Gudgoda to Jotbatha, a land of rivers of water. At that time the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord to minister to him and to bless in his name to this day. Therefore Levi has no portion nor inheritance with his brethren, the Lord is his inheritance, just as the Lord your God promised him. As at the first time I stayed in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, the Lord also heard me at that time, and the Lord chose not to destroy you. Then the Lord said to me, Arise, begin your journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. And now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes which I command you today for your good? Indeed heaven and the highest heavens belong to the Lord your God, also the earth with all that is in it. The Lord delighted only in your fathers to love them, and he chose their descendants after them, you above all peoples, as it is this day. Therefore circumcise the foreskin of your heart, and be stiff-necked no longer, for the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe. He administers justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the stranger, giving him food and clothing. Therefore love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God, you shall serve him, and to him you shall hold fast and take oaths in his name. He is your praise, and he is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things which your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down to Egypt with 70 persons, and now the Lord your God has made you as the stars of heaven in multitude. UCG Bible Commentary, Deuteronomy 10, the second set of tablets, God requires obedience for our good. Becoming more like God since Moses had broken the tablets of the 10 commandments, in anger over the sinfulness of the people, God told him to make 2 new tablets of stone and to appear before him again while fasting for a second span of 40 days and 40 nights. God then wrote the 10 commandments on the newly hewn tablets of stone. They were placed inside the Ark of the Covenant, verses 1-5. Moses impresses on Israel that God requires of them to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes for your good, verses 12-13. Some think of God's commandments as harsh and burdensome, but his word tells us that his commandments are not burdensome, 1 John 5:3, and as stated here, the things God commands us are for our own good. Today the ancient standard given here is as modern and relevant as ever. But people can only live by it if they circumcise the foreskins of their heart, and be stiff-necked no longer, Deuteronomy 10, 16, or in other words if they become converted and receive God's Spirit, which will enable them to become more and more like God in their thinking and way of life. And God tells us here a little bit about his way of life, such as the fact that he shows no partiality nor takes a bribe, and administers justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the stranger, giving him food and clothing, verses 1718. Since we are to become perfect as God is, Matthew 5:48, we too are to love the stranger, Deuteronomy 10:19, and help the fatherless and the widow, without showing partiality, Psalm 82:3-4, Leviticus 19:15, James 3:17.